96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This has not been the season for looking good. During the winter, we just wanted to get out of the cold and get to where we were going. But spring is here, almost, and you want to look good, but not break the bank. So tonight, we're asking what's trending for the spring for men and women. And we have a great panel of fashion experts. My guests are fashion designer Greg Taylor, celebrity fashion stylist Michelle Lopez, and Darlene Jackson. She's WHUR's promotions director. She's also a fashion consultant. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. Happy spring, almost.
Happy spring.
Yeah, I know. Time to get rid of those big coats and come out of the boots. Well, you know, we had one more gasp of winter, last gasp today. But, okay, could be warming up this weekend. A lot of folks want to look good. I will start with you, Michelle.
Yes.
What is trending? Now, you look like $1 million. I don't have $1 million. Be gentle. What's trending for women this spring?
Okay, so what's trending for the spring are asymmetrical hemlines.
Mm-hmm.
So those are those lines that are slanted. Things are back from the 70s. So it's high-waisted pants and bell bottoms. It's long, still flowy skirts. It's black and white. It's fabulous. In Fashion Week, everything was trimmed with fur.
Mm-hmm.
There were colorful suede, but the shoes, everything is still open-toe, peep-toe boots, lace-up gladiator sandals. You know what gladiator sandals are?
Absolutely. Sky
what are
high.
They?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Oh,
sky high.
Oh, well, you know, that's in my mind for some reason. I don't know. The gladiator sandals, the ones that come up, you know, they've got the
yes,
cage look going all the way up.
I am
up.
Proud
yeah.
of you.
Oh,
yes.
You have no idea who you're dealing with. Darlene, okay. Let's talk a little bit. You know, Darlene, you are always looking just fantastic.
Well,
but you're a thrifty
you,
shopper.
Harold.
You're
yes,
a very, very thrifty shopper. What are you looking to buy this spring to really shore up your wardrobe?
Wow. I am always looking for a great jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Great accessories really does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
A great statement piece in terms of a great necklace, a belt, especially shoes or a purse,
mm-hmm.
but accessories.
Yeah, okay. And now, where do you shop? I know you shop everywhere. I mean, you find stuff under rocks.
I do a lot of thrift shopping.
Yeah,
and not consignment shops. I want like bottom dollar thrift stores.
Why not consignment shop?
Because they up the price.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, going somewhere at a consignment shop and buying something for $100 is not a thrift store fine.
Not even if it was originally $500 or $600?
No.
It really has to be a steal, doesn't it?
No. I mean, I might as well could shop at Neiman's.
Oh, see, there you go.
There's a big difference.
No, but if I wanted to spend like a couple $100, I'd rather just get it on a new piece somewhere. But mm-hmm. if I'm going to go to a thrift store and I can find something great, a designer piece for $5, $6, $10, I'll find it, yes.
Okay, tell me.
Because
yes. I have never.
Yes.
Oh, like I said, again, you don't know
yes.
who you're dealing
everywhere
with. You're talking
from
about Darlene,
Scars,
too.
Fendi, Burberry, I'll
okay,
find
but,
it, yes.
Okay, but still, I get that. Wow. But you're, yeah. you're that's an exaggeration, right? You're not
no.
talking seriously
and
$5.
And they sell men's clothes, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be getting the info from you.
And even then, I
today.
Say, is the blue ticket or the green ticket half price today? Even then, I want to know if it's even
oh, wow.
cheaper.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's like a couponing.
Yeah, without a doubt.
With clothes.
Hey, look, I'm all for that. Okay, so Greg, for the guys, what's trending for spring?
All right, so for the guys, it's a lot of printed blazers. It's a lot of texture type blazers, which is really in. And I try to tell guys, you know, if you want to look different, you want to stand out, you can wear a basic shirt, really nice fitted white shirt, black shirt with a nice fitted pair of pants. Your blazer is the key. You could always change it up for a nice cocktail blazer, something that's fitted. It could also be like a tuxedo type of feel too, with like a really nice lapel on it, and change it up with the accessories. For the key accessories for men is just like your pocket square, you know, your bow tie and your tie. And
okay,
your
shoes, so are we still going with narrow lapels, side vents?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the boutonniere? I'm not feeling the flower at all. I've seen it on. What is going? It's like W.C. Fields, you know.
I'm not a big fan of it either, but a lot of people, a lot of men are really into that type of that look, but I think it's going to kind of fade out, honestly. But it's just if you have that taste for that certain look.
Not everybody can carry
that
off.
And not everybody can pull it off.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, look, we're going to find out what else we're going to be pulling off and putting on for the spring. Need to take a break when we come back. More about fashion. We're even going to ask you about, what do you think about Michelle Obama's fashion when she was on Ellen? I think, did you see that dance? Yeah, you didn't see it?
I did not.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about having a little spring fling with your fashion. If you need help looking good for the spring, we have all of the help you'll need right here in studio. My guests are fashion designers Greg Taylor, also celebrity fashion stylist Michelle Lopez, and Darlene Jackson, WHUR's promotion director, was also a fashion consultant. If you have a question or a comment about fashion, if you don't know quite what to wear, what may look right with what, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, so weather is in transition, Michelle. We're coming out of the boots and like I said, the winter gear. But, you know, right now it's still a little cool or what have you. You know, is there a transition period or do you go straight in? Do you dress for the season or for the weather?
Sort of both. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people make a mistake as soon as the sun comes out. They put on shorts and sandals. Yeah. And so I think at this time the transition would be a light jacket, like leather jackets of every color are in, like a light jacket, a tee, like I said before, high-waisted pants or pencil skirt. Now they have skirts, and you might like this. They're double splits, so they're pencil skirts, but the splits are really high, way above the knee.
So where are the splits? Are they split side, front,
and back?
It's on
the side. It's on the side, but it is, when I say double split, it is twice the size of a regular split. So, again, it's up on the thigh.
So it's longer.
It's up on the thigh.
Okay, so where does it land? Where does the dress land?
Okay, you're really curious. It's up on the top part of the thigh.
So wait a minute. This is a short. This is not a.
It's a pencil skirt.
It's a midi. It's at the knee?
Yes, it's a midi. No, a midi skirt. A little bit past the knee is the midi. But the split is up on the mid.
Okay, so where do you wear that?
And everybody can't wear it. So.
I was going to say, you know, you can't see Darlene. Darlene is very fit, and you know she's very youthful looking. But you know, Darlene, you're a grown woman. Could you exactly? You know, so could you wear that pencil thing with the? I mean, I think you could, but would you?
In the right place.
Okay.
A lot of times the test is, especially if you're wearing it to work, if you sit down and it's riding up or it's showing too much thigh, then it's not for work.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it will show. It will definitely show. Like if you know when you're struggling with your skirt, like if a woman having a skirt that's kind of too high, then you know she don't want to be actually worried about that. Especially at work is kind of the wrong place.
And here's the thing. This is what I say about heels. If you look uncomfortable, like it really shows. It's just really not cute. So you really want to feel fabulous and be comfortable in your clothes at the same time. So if it's uncomfortable for you to sit down at work or if you're hiding, then this is not the skirt for you.
Or if you're constantly adjusting.
Yes, yeah. Then this is not the skirt for you.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely
understand
that.
Have you ever seen people
that.
Wear pumps and they look like they're about to tip over?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, that is not a good look for fashion.
Yeah, I'll see a lady walking down the street and say her feet hurt.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
not
it
good,
doesn't
not
work.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Especially women that take off their shoes in a club. That's another bad thing.
Oh, see, I don't
that's
go
a bad
to the
thing.
Club,
it's a big turn off to
imagine.
Guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we got a generational issue here.
Yes, we do. No clubs for me. How about you?
No.
Yes.
Well, you know, but there are social settings still
yes.
where you want to look good, and you could certainly wear that, but not at the church social.
Not well, no, and not at work. And plus, everything is not for everybody, so I really want to stress that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is not for everyone, so you have to know what works for you and what you're comfortable in.
Okay, well, listen, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More spring fashion and ideas and criticisms after the break. Stay with us.